Today is November 9th, 2019. My name is Trinity Crawford, and I'm interviewing Vicky Call at her home in Hinton, West Virginia for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of legacies. Vicky, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
All right. Tell me about where you grew up as a child. What was it like growing up there?
I grew up in Hinton. My parents both worked. I had an older brother that was an invalid, so the entire family had to try to take care of him because he couldn't walk or feed himself or anything. Back then, they didn't have hospitals close that could take care of children with his condition, which was cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. They would have put him in a state institution had we not taken care of him. But my childhood was lots of fun. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. All right. What were some of your favorite memories as a child?
Going swimming every weekend in the summer, going to 4-H camp, having silly little games with my mother and father, like bubble blowing contests with gum, playing Jack Rocks, playing dress up with my cousins.
What were some of your worst memories?
Say the worst?
Mm-hmm.
The absolute worst was losing my brother. He had a cerebral hemorrhage, and I was at home alone with him. And it broke my heart, made me feel like I had failed him, even though there was nothing I could do.
How old was he?
He was 17. Mm. And I was 15 and a half.
Oh, wow. Where were your parents?
My parents were shopping. They would go to buy groceries and stuff like every 2 weeks.
Mm.
And the doctor had told them they had plenty of time to go pick up his medications and stuff and bring him back to the house, that he would be okay while they were gone. But he didn't make it.
Mm. So that was like, so they told him like that day that he was gonna like pass that day, or?
He passed while they were gone.
Mm. Dang. I'm sorry.
That's okay, sweetie.
What was school like for you growing up?
Actually, I never really liked school.
Mm.
My grades weren't bad. I was an AB student. My favorite classes were English and literature because I like to read.
Mm-hmm.
I studied the encyclopedia and the dictionary when I was at school because I was bored.
Because you were bored?
Mm-hmm.
So you just did that for fun?
Yes.
Wow. I could do that. what did you do after graduating college?
I didn't graduate college. My idea of a good future was to drop out after my freshman year and get married.
Mm.
I had 3 children and was divorced after 7 years. Remarried 2 years later,
mm-hmm,
to Granddaddy Wayne, and we've been together for 44 years.
Mm. Do you regret dropping out?
Definitely.
What were you going for?
I was an art major. Mm. Hopefully I would have been able to teach art and maybe do some selling of my own paintings and things.
Were you a good painter?
Relatively. I made good grades in my art classes. They did an exhibit for me while I was in my freshman year.
Mm. Wow. When did you first find out you had cancer?
The first time?
Mm-hmm.
I was 24 and a half. And they told me that I'd have to have surgery the day my child was born because it couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
The second time I was 40 and I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
So they removed 17 tumors. The third time I was 60 and was diagnosed with breast cancer. I am now 10 years cancer-free.
Great. What thoughts were going through your mind
when they told me I had cancer?
Mm-hmm.
I have too much left to do. I have grandchildren I like to watch grow up, hopefully great-grandchildren to come along, and I was not ready to go.
Great mentality. How did you stay hopeful through all the treatments?
I looked at all you guys' pretty faces, and you always cheered me up, no matter how depressed and down I was. Mm-hmm. My grandchildren always gave me that spark of hope.
What motivated you to keep going, aside from...
Besides the kids?
Besides the kids, yes.
I feel like God has something planned for me, mm-hmm. and I haven't done it yet.
Do you think all this happened to you for a good reason? Why or why not?
Yes, it was. Life has a way of humbling everybody, and that just happened to be my burden.
Nice obstacle to pass. Mm-hmm. A nice obstacle to get over. Do you believe you would be the same person if you didn't get diagnosed with cancer?
Probably not. All of the things that happen to you through your life make you who you are.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, your way of thinking would be different?
I don't know. Seeing as how I spent a lot of my childhood helping with my brother, and after not finishing college, I decided to become a nurse because I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that part of me is still there. Even though I'm 70, I still feel like I need to be doing something productive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your life?
Well, trying to balance my feelings towards one of my relatives who was always so negative when she was around, and not be vindictive and spiteful with her, to love her in spite of the fact that she used to always try to bring me down, and not be the same person that she was being.
Final question. What would you like to add that I haven't asked?
I really don't know how my life could have been any different, except, well, it couldn't have been any different, because even if I had been born another time and place, or to different parents, I wouldn't be me, so.
Yeah.
It's been okay. It's been perfect.
That concludes our interview.
Thank you, darling.
Oh.